Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, everybody? I hope everyone is doing well. So you know what's up. Come on in. Come on in the room. Go ahead and grab you something to drink. Yeah, get you something to drink and come on in our room and have a sit down. Prop your feet up. Get your favorite blankie or throw. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Take another deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, hey, hey. How are you all doing, my resilience family? I pray everybody is doing well and that you all had an awesome day. And that, you know, you're glad to be, that this day is over with. You're just glad the day is over with, right? Depending on the day, time, what have you. I don't know if you're listening to me on this Friday or... it's Friday now, but some of you probably are listening to me while you are chilling in the weekend or whatever. But either way, you guys are here. You made it. I know it hasn't been easy for some of you all. It's been a rough week. It's been a very discouraging week. You know, it's been a tearful one. And for some of you, it's been pretty chilling, you know, relaxed. It was decent, right? And you're just thankful that, you got through the day, right? Yeah. Same here. Same here. You know what? I wanted just to briefly come and talk to you real quick. I'm not even going to be on long. I am not going to be on here long. I just wanted to, hopefully just be an encouragement to somebody. I don't know. But you know, God just put this in my heart. I truly believe it was him, cause it wouldn't be the devil that would have me come here talk about it. But, just wanted to just, pour this out to you. Don't listen to what you see. Don't listen to what you see. So what I mean by that is, you see things that's going on in your life. There are things that are really, really rough, and it's been going on for a while. And, you know, it's been very discouraging and all of those things. But, you know, what you see, it may have you to start listening to the negative responses of it. It might be saying to you, you might as well just, you know, end this relationship now, or you might as well just not continue on pursuing in your degree. Or, you know, because you don't have the means, you don't have the money. Well, I would never get married, you know, because I'm in my, you know, latter part of my life. You know, I'm dating, but I don't see myself ever having children. You know, your body has been going through and everything, and, you know, you're just accepting what it's telling you. And, you know, you try to stay positive. You try not to, you know, you try not to allow what you see to dictate what your future will be like, or, you know, or tell you that, you know, you might as well just shut it all down altogether, or just, you know, just shut the door or what have you. You know what? You're going to have those moments in your life where things are just not going to be the way you have seen it before. You know, the seasons prior, you know, your life was good. Everything was good. Relationship was great. You were feeling great. You know, you move forward and starting your dream. And making your dreams come true. That is, you know, going to get your degree, your master's or whatever. And, you know, some of you started that business that you always wanted to do, and you finally got in there, what have you. And things were going great during those seasons prior. But you started to notice that, you know, things happen to get slow. And at first you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get a bit out of shape. It comes with the territory, depending on what you're doing. And you stay positive, you motivate yourself, and, you know, you pray about it or have you, and you thank God for the blessings that's already there. You thank God for the supporters. You thank God for the repeated customers and the referrals and all those other things. And you appreciate that. And on top of that, you know, God gives you visions, ideas, you know, you implement some other new things, you try out different strategies and so forth and so on to see if that can definitely build a stronger market for yourself or whatever. And, you keep pushing. But then, you know, you started to notice that the numbers are going down or the sales are not picking up. You go get your checkup, you go to the doctor, and, you know, you've been feeling mighty good for the past 6 months, you know, for the past year, but you've been feeling some kind of way, and you don't want to assume anything or what have you. You go to the doctor, and the doctor tells you, it looks good, but we're going to keep monitoring it, whatever, but, you know, you start to feel some kind of way or whatever, and you go back for that second checkup or what have you, and then you come to find out that you have to go through this process again, or it's something else, and you don't want that something else to trigger what you had already endured in the past 8 weeks in the hospital or whatever, you know. And it becomes, you know, it becomes so discouraging. You try your best to stay positive. You try to encourage yourself, as I said, you know, you try not to think about it. Again, you still keep saying, you know, it comes with the territory. It comes with, you know, what you said you was going to do. You were preparing yourself or whatever. But you didn't think it was going to last like this. And you didn't think it was going to get any worse. Right. But here you are. And you see that it's either the same or it has gotten worse. The business is not booming. The sales are very slow. People are not supporting like you thought they would. Your health is being compromised. You got to have more tests. Got to take more tests. And, you know, it's like, well, Lord, what is going on? You know, and then you start looking at yourself and you're like, well, what am I doing wrong? You know, am I not being consistent? What is it? You know, and then you start second guessing yourself. You start looking at you, you know, looking like, well, maybe I should not do this. You know, I am in my mid-40s or my mid-50s or whatever. And, you know, and my mind is not as strong or as sharp as it was when I was 22. You know, maybe everyone was right. Maybe I should just, you know, I'm just wasting time pursuing my master's or my bachelor's degree or whatever, you know. And you know, you're right in the thick of it. You're almost done, but this has been really a challenge for you to get through this class, this course. And you're bumping heads with the professor, you know. You come across all these different challenges and it becomes more complicated and more of an issue. And the thing is, you look back at what you've been doing and you've been consistent. You've been coming in, doing what you call to do, doing what you're assigned to do. You've been coming up with ideas. You've been trying different things, pouring out, you know, good content or what you think is good content, you know, and it seems like it's not helping. It's like the situation is... It's still going down. It's, you know, and it bothers you. And then you start to like doubt. And then you like, well, Lord, what should I do? What should I do? I'm like, I don't understand. Am I doing anything wrong? Am I doing something wrong? Like, can you help me with this? So, and this is for me too. You know, this is for me too, because I, you know, have been watching some things. And for the past few months, honestly, and I just brush it off or shrug it off or whatever, and I just keep going. You know, I'm like, well, I thank God for the faithful few. I thank God for those persons that still comes and support and whatever. And but then, you know, you keep going, you keep looking, and it's just like, okay, it's gotten worse. It's like, now like, what is going on? And it's like, okay, should I just stop altogether? Should I just let this thing go? And the ironic thing about this is I just not too long ago, I just did, I'm doing this thing on my group page called 40 Days of Declarations, where I come in every day and, you know, and I speak out 10 declarations based on that topic. So today was determination, you know, when to not give up. And so, you know, I had these 10 declarations and I, you know, I speak it out and everything for the viewers or what have you. And you know, and just ministering to them and, you know, telling them what to do. And of course, according to the biblical declarations that I have, that's in this book, you know, just reminding them what the Word of God says, that, you know, no matter what is going on in your life, you still stay focused. You know, you don't get distracted. You don't get discouraged. Even if you are discouraged, understand, because you're human, you feel a certain kind of way, but don't get locked in that, you know. Don't listen to what you see, because what you see is telling you to quit. What you see is telling you to just stop exercising. What you see is telling you, why, don't even waste your time going to class or go online. Don't even waste your time trying to pursue getting your degree and you 60 years old or whatever. Don't even think about going back to, you know, to working again, you know, or what have you. Don't listen to what you see. And that, you know, and the Lord doesn't want us to get distracted by what we see. Do not lean on your own understanding. That means your sensory mechanism. Don't get caught up with that. But you look to the hills from which comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord. You seek his kingdom first. You seek him. You consult with him. You could go ahead and tell him, Lord, I don't understand this. I mean, I've been faithful. I've been coming on. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. I've been, you know. But yet I'm seeing this and nothing has changed. I see this and it seems like it's going backwards instead of forwards. I don't understand. And yeah, you know, it can mess with you a little bit, but here's the thing. When you go through this, and if you are, I don't know if some of you probably are going through something right now. Again, like I told my viewers today, don't give up. You know, don't lean on your own understanding, right? Trust in the Lord. Don't waver in your faith. Don't get double-minded. Stabilize yourself with the Word of God, because God is stable. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, right? He changes not. You know, we fluctuate based on our emotions, based on what we see, and we allow what we see tell us that we are not going to make it, that we're not going to win, that it's not workable for us because of where we are in our life and what we don't have, and we're not popular, you know, we're not famous, or we don't have a large a group of viewers on our social media platform. So, you know, your voice is not being heard versus, you know, the person that is pretty much doing a similar content that you're doing the same thing, so to speak, but they got thousands of viewers, thousands of supporters, and you know, different than they are. But what might be different, or what is different, is what they're talking about versus what you're talking about. You might be talking about positive things and motivation and meditation and encouragement or what have you, you know, where they talking about, you know, how to get rich quick, how to build your success and all these other things, you know. And you're like, well, my goodness, like, what is going on? And, you know, so I just wanted to come here because I'm just talking to you. I'm not trying to be all perfect or what have you in my words or whatever. I'm just really speaking from the heart, honestly, because this concerns me too. Like I said, this is ministering to me as well, because when I was looking at this, you know, and I was like, what in the world? I'm like, okay, Lord, what is going on for real, for real? Because I wasn't expecting to see the numbers like that. And then immediately, you know, I looked and I was like, it hit me. Somebody said, don't listen to what you see. Don't get caught up into that. Don't get caught up to it to the point that it starts to discourage you so bad that you totally decide, you know what, I'm just going to take a break. I'm just going to leave this alone. I'm not going to go ahead and study. I'm not going to open up that book. I'm not going to go ahead and you know, challenge myself. I'm just going to stay in my bubble and, you know, and just make some decisions from there. Because I don't want to go through this again. I see that, you know, I'm not popular, or, you know, you start thinking stuff, you know, you, instead of encouraging yourself, you start to discourage yourself. And here's the thing. You're the only one in the room. You're the only one in the room. But here it is. Your mind is starting to tell you things, starting to say things based on what you see. And you starting to listen to what it's telling you based on what you see. That you're not entertaining enough. Your conversation is blah. Wah, 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 wah. You remember Charlie Brown? You know? And, you know, people don't want to hear about faith. People don't want to hear about the Lord, you know. But if I start gossiping, if I start talking about somebody or talking about certain actors or, you know, talk about life or talking about a political situation and what have you. Everything will start to light up then, you know. And again, there's other people that are doing or that are talking what I'm talking, sharing what I'm sharing. And yet, you know, they're doing very, very well. But again, you look at this and you're like, what is going on? Why is this happening? You know, and it can be very discouraging. But I wanted just to share this with you based on what was in my heart, you know, to not listen to what you see. But you stay hopeful and you say, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I'm trusting in you that you will increase the numbers. And you will help me through it, because I don't want to give up. I don't want to just call it quits. I believe that this is what, you know, you have called me to do at this season of my life, to be that voice, because I've always been behind the scenes. I've always been in the background, in which I'm comfortable being in the background. But I found my voice while going through those trials of my life, you know, years prior. I was able now to speak my truth and to speak from my heart. And here's an opportunity, this platform, where I can be able to speak my heart and to be a blessing to someone else that might be going through some challenges or going to something similar that I went through. And, you know, I know it has been a blessing to people because I've received the feedback. You know, and that keeps me going. Not saying I was looking for it, because honestly, I just go about my business, go about my life or whatever. And then next thing you know, somebody pulls me to side or just say, oh, by the way, I listened to your podcast and girl, you blessed me today. Oh, you blessed me yesterday. I listened yesterday, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it blesses me to hear that. So sometimes I believe that, you know, God wants, you know, to just to remind me and to encourage me to stay focused, to keep going, to not get distracted, to not get dismayed by what I see, to not lean on my own understanding, to not cave in and quit, to not give up, you know, all those things. So, you know, I just keep going, you know. So not even just here what I do, but just in my life, period. You know, whether it's my physical health, whether it's my spiritual journey, the challenges that I'm going through, you know, you think it's over, but it's not. It's still underneath. It's still there until an incident occurs or miscommunication comes in. And then you see that that situation still arises or what have you. And it can be very, it could be a pain in the neck. How about that? It could be very frustrating, you know? So I don't know what you guys are dealing with. I don't know what you're going through right now in your life. Everybody's going through some serious pain. People are dealing with some type of discouragement or sadness or, some type of issue that can, you know, that has resurfaced itself. And you tried your best to stay committed and stay consistent and not, you know, allow the lack of support or the lack of your business or whatever to get the best to you, to get the best of you. You want to just keep going and stay encouraged and stay positive and all those things. And that doesn't apply to everybody. Some people have that moment and it happens. But for the majority of us, we see it and, you know, we keep focusing. But the next week or the following or the next couple of weeks, we notice that things are not the same or it gets worse. And then that's when you like, what am I doing wrong? What is happening? You know, am I messing this up or, well, you know, and then you start to rehearse the conversation you might have had with somebody prior. You tell them that you want to pursue this dream of continuing forward in your goals of being a great entrepreneur, to be a great to continue on working on your education or what have you. And they may say, well, I understand that, you know, I get it, but, you know, do you really want to go through all that headache and stuff? And it's not guaranteed that you're probably going to get a job anyway when you get your master's degree, because you know it's hard to get a job as it is when if you just got a high school diploma, if you just got an undergrad degree, it's still hard. And yada, 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 yada. So, you know, again, we can't listen to what we see, but we need to listen to the voice of God. Because he already has our future in his hand. He's already had planned our life for us. All we need is to follow what he has already ordained, what he's already set up for us. You know, you say, Lord, order my steps, you know, lead me and guide me, you know, and you stay committed to that. Even though when things don't look great, you still stay committed to him. Because he will help you through it. He will help you through it and not get lost in what you see. He says to look at me. Look at me. Don't look at what you see and listen to the lies of the enemy. Look at me. Because I already hold your future in my hands. And I'm going to lead you and guide you to a place that you never ever saw coming. And it's going to be fulfilling and it's going to be overflowing. So I just hope this blessed you all today. Some of you might be going through something or dealing with something and you have noticed some things have not gotten any better. It's gotten worse, you know, and I don't know where that might be in your life. But I'm hoping that this is, you know, I hope this episode is just right on time for you at this moment to just keep going. Don't stay determined. Stay focused. Don't give up. Don't cave in. Don't quit. Even if you don't get no sales for the whole week, you still keep going and allow God to pour into you, giving you new strategies, new ideas, you know, and just go forward. You know, even if you get one sale, thank God for that one. It may not be 10 sales in one day, but thank God for that one. You know, don't get mad that you don't have as many or don't have the double numbers of viewers when you come on live on your platform. You know, just look at it as if you have hundreds versus 5 or versus 10, you know. And that's how I look at it, too. When I'm coming on here, I'm visualizing that I'm talking to the multitude of podcast listeners. Yeah, that's how I'm looking at it. You know, regardless if maybe 2 or 3 people actually listens to this episode, this, you know, I'm grateful for those 2 or 3 people versus the 20 people that listened or the 40 people that listened, you know, but you know, I try not to allow or allow what I see to, you know, get in my head and, you know, start listening to the lies of the enemy telling me, well, you're not, you know, you're not a great talker, or, you know, you always, you know, you're just boring, or nobody want to listen to you because you, you know, this, that, or whatever. And, you know, I'm stronger than that. So, you know, I thank God that God has helped me through the years to really get my, to get my confidence, so to speak, to not allow that kind of negative thinking to, you know, pull me away altogether, where I just, you know, shut this whole thing down and throw away the mic. I see God has been working in my life for a long time. So I have come a long way by the grace of God. But again, it's still a challenge every now and then. But again, I'm stubborn anyway. So, you know, I know that God has a powerful future for me, and I'm just going to keep going no matter what. So likewise, God has a powerful future for you. So you hold on to that, hold on to the promises of what God says, what he has said to you. And you keep moving, you keep on pushing, you keep putting your hand, put your hand on the plow, right? Put your hand on the plow and move forward. Don't look back while you're pushing forward, you know, because you're still going back in time. You're looking at the past. No, you keep going forward, trust in the Lord. Trust in the promises that he said he would never leave you. He would never forsake you. He will help you. He will guide you. He will direct your path. It's already established. It's already given. It's already promised. You just stay determined. You don't give up and you keep going. Even if you don't get zero support, know that God is your supporter. Amen. God is your supporter. And it's not going to be like that forever. That's the thing. It's not going to be like that forever. It's just like in business. You know, this is the off season for a lot of businesses out there. So the sales are not as consistent as it should be, as they would like it to be, you know. But when it comes to that upcoming season, like we're in the month of February. So, you know, the month of February not only represents Black History Month. Hey, hey, hey. But also it represents Valentine's Day. So you know that most stores already got their Valentine's Day decor and decorate, you know, all that stuff set up. So you know they're going to get some sales soon, right? So the sales are going to pick up for that moment, and then it's going to drop right back down until the next season comes, right? And that's just how it is in life. You're going to have those ups and downs in your life. So, you know, when you have those down moments or down seasons, don't get discouraged to the point that you get locked in that and you just receive, or, well, I would say accept what you see, accept the lies of what is telling you, you know, what you see is telling you, you need to quit. You need to give up. You're wasting your time. You know, you're too old. You're not smart enough. You know, you're not intelligent enough. You're not popular enough and all this stuff. Don't listen to that. You know, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Don't give up, because God ain't giving up on you, right? No matter what. So you stand strong. You keep going. You know, no matter what the doctor says, no matter what the report is, you still keep going. Thank God for life. Thank God you're still breathing. Thank God you're still walking. Thank God you're still talking. Thank God you're still moving forward. You can eat. You can do some things, but you're still here. That's the thing you got to look at. You got to look at all the blessings that God has given you, that he still pours into you in spite of what you don't have, what you missed, you know, what has been taken away. Thank God for what you have now. That's what he wants you to look at and to thank him for that. That's what we need to focus on and not get distracted by what we see. And what we're seeing, we're listening to it, and it's telling us opposite of that. Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you all. Okay. And I pray this blessed you today, but I'm going to close out with a prayer, and I want you all to just enjoy your day, your evening, your week or weekend. And, keep going. Don't give up. All right. So God, thank you for this platform. Thank you for this opportunity for me to connect with my resilience family. I pray, Lord, this is a blessing to someone that is listening to the sound of my voice. You already know what we are going through. You know what we're experiencing, what we've been holding on to, what we've been carrying for a while. And yes, sometimes what we see, we listen to it more than we listen to you. Help us, oh God, to mute out the negative and start listening to you. Help us, oh God, to focus on you and to allow your word to minister to us so that will give us the strength to persevere, to keep going and not cave in or quit. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, y'all.